Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And as y'all know, you tuned in because you might have heard about the dead body in the septic tank or the sex in the open houses, and you just don't know what's coming next. Well, I have to tell y'all that today I'm so excited because we have a guest who has her own stories, and then she's also a real estate coach, so she gets y'all stories too. But today she's going to tell y'all the best, and that is Jan Copeland. Jan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lee, so much. Excited to be here.
So y'all, Jan has two lives, but she's going to lean into one of them for the purpose of the podcast. Hang all the way to the end and you'll hear about her other life because it may be something that benefits yours. So Jan, tell them how long you've been in and around real estate, where you're located, any tidbits they should know about your background.
Sure. Great. Thanks. Well, right now I am living in Richmond, Virginia and loving every minute of it. I moved here to be near my daughter and her family. I have two granddaughters, which is what facilitated my moving here. I'm from Winchester, Virginia, which is a far out DC suburb where I was a realtor for 13 years, top realtor, had a team, number one team, and I sold it this past June when my youngest graduated high school and we loaded up the truck and moved to Richmond. So at that point, when I sold my top real estate team, I had been working as a coach with my twin sister who lives in Philly, who's also a realtor and an attorney. And so we launched our coaching business in January of 2017. So we were actually doing coaching long before the official break that I made with selling my business. Before that, I was in corporate and I moved up the corporate ladder in the telecom industry. So I've had a cell phone. I like to tell people I had a cell phone since I was 20 years old. So, and I'm 53. So I've had a cell phone for a long time.
So do you watch Netflix at all?
I'm not Netflix. No, I'm a Bravo addict, but I've never done Netflix.
Oh, I love Bravo. But on Netflix, there's a rerun of the CNN series called The 80s. And it's basically a documentary of our whole decade. There's an entire episode about the technology of the 80s. And as an early adopter of cell phones, honey, you would love that episode.
Oh, wow. I'm writing that one down.
Might be on the YouTube somewhere. I mean, CNN is not known for quality information these days, but this decade series is fantastic.
Oh, I'd love it.
So anyway, but we digress. And so anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Basic rules of the podcast, salty language is okay because that's who I am, but no F-bombs, GDs, or see you next Tuesdays because that's frankly the ugliest word ever invented. And when you tell a story, if there's a guilty party involved, don't use their real names. But frankly, once we hit the medium years and have grandkids, we don't remember the names anyway, so it works out to everybody's advantage.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so Jan, if somebody comes up to you at a cocktail party and says, hey, what's the one craziest thing you've ever seen in your life of real estate? What is the story that you lean into?
Well, it's a story involving dogs, beer, and out in the boonies. Okay. So this is when the bottom fell out in the real estate market. I think it was about 2005, 2006, when I was working with Wells Fargo getting foreclosures. And part of my job was having to knock on people's doors and say, hey, do you realize that you're being foreclosed on? I'm here to offer cash for keys. So I had been in touch with this one guy. I left him a note and he said, come back at a certain day and time. Well, I was afraid because it was so rural. So I took my husband. Okay. Well, when we got there, nobody was there, but he had two pit bulls that were in the yard. And my stupid husband, who I love, and I'm just saying that, stupidly got out of the car and said, I said, hun, they're pit bulls. Well, he got out of the car and those dogs acted like lions. They were like trying to claw him and get him down. And I was so scared and out of my mind that I didn't know what to do. And my little guy who just graduated was with me. I don't know, it was maybe five or so. I don't remember. I actually moved the car so that if something happened to my husband, I would be looking the other way so that my son wouldn't like be tarnished because my husband wouldn't come back in the car as I was screaming for him to get back in the car. So anyway, my husband had big dogs and he actually, I think had a pit bull at one time, but he knew how to calm them both down. Okay. So he calmed them down. Here comes down the road, the owner, who was being foreclosed on, drunk off his butt with his buddy. And he pulls in and he was shocked. You should have saw the look in his eyes. And he goes, wait, were you on my property? Because we were heading out. Yes. And what happened? And we're like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, my pit bulls weren't in the yard. Yeah. He goes, get back here. Make a long story short, my husband got out with him because we had to offer cash for keys. And the guy was so pissed at his dogs because they didn't attack my husband. And then I had another time. Second story is when I was knocking on a door for cash for keys. And the guy throws a gun out in my face and says, get the hell out of here, bitch.
Threw the gun at you.
Oh, no. He put it up in my face.
Oh, OK. Because you said he threw the gun at you. And I'm like, what a dumbass.
I'm sorry. He threw it out. Like he got it out. And he's like, get off my property.
I thought you meant he didn't know how guns worked, and I was going to be very concerned.
Oh, my gosh. No, but those are the two craziest stories that were life-threatening, really. I mean, it was insane.
They really are. And the sad part about realtor life is that we tell these stories, and we're sitting here giggling about it, even though lives were in danger, because there's so many of these situations that occur day to day, and in the public, thanks to HGTV, they really do think we just dress up and drive around and it's so easy. Instead, I think about that situation with the pit bulls, and your realtor self is concerned with protecting your son from the trauma of watching dad die. Yes. And listen, and troll people, don't even bother atting us on this, because we're not saying it was okay to let the man die. That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about that in real estate, you start managing situations when you're in the moment. And
that's
you were
right.
Managing for your safety. You were concerned about your husband's safety, even though he obviously was the dog whisperer. And you're concerned about your kid, because in real estate, there's so many times when our families are in the car with us and we're like, let's just handle this one thing real quick before supper.
Absolutely.
But I do have to mention, for the normal people out there who don't know what cash for keys is, that is the term we use in the foreclosure side of the business, where we go to the door and say, look, if we give y'all some cash, will you get out and go away and take your crap with you? And it works a lot of the time, because the people who are getting foreclosed on, I know that the media wants y'all to feel really sorry for them. And occasionally there is somebody who life just went sideways. But as you can tell from this story, and Jan can confirm, not everybody that gets foreclosed on is somebody for whom you should feel great amounts of sympathy. Wouldn't you agree, Jan?
I agree 100%. I agree. In fact, if I could just say one more story that just came to my mind.
Oh, totally.
So this one, the guy wouldn't leave. Okay. And yet I was on some report that said I was responsible. So at 3 a.m, I got a phone call from the police in the town where this was. And they said, ma'am, there's water spewing out of the second floor window and you're the responsible party and I need you to get out here. And it was about an hour's drive from my house, 45 minutes to an hour. It was 3 a.m. And I said, well, let me tell you something. I am not coming out there, but I imagine who did this was the owner, and his name is blah, blah, blah. And far as I know, he's still there. The cops, you know, later told me that they went there and arrested the guy. So the guy was stopping up all the sinks and everything. And he was doing all kinds of things because he was ticked that he got foreclosed on. And then he was so drunk that he passed out. And then when the cops came in, they arrested him. So it backfired. His little plan backfired.
And the cops, then they got their own story to tell down at the precinct, because, you know, they tell stories like we do.
I bet they do.
So, Jan, now that you've got a new life as a coach and trainer of realtors, and knowing that we do have a whole bunch of realtors and affiliated people who listen to the show, not just regular consumers who are fascinated by our lives, what's the one piece of advice you give them when they say, give me some magic answer? Because, you know, they all want a silver bullet to save their sweet little realtor lives. But you give them one piece of advice. What's the one piece of advice to turn them into a top producing team like you had?
Number one piece of advice is purposefully connect every day. That's your number one job. Connect. Stop calling it lead generation. Make it a connection. And, you know, we don't call them scripts either. We call them conversations, because guess what? Nobody wants to be talking to somebody that's memorizing a script. No, it's be yourself, put yourself out there and connect.
Man, that's rocket science. I really think that you should charge millions of dollars for that, for people not to listen to it. Hey, Hey, Jan, if somebody's looking for you, if they're on the real estate side, they want to find out more about what you've got going on, you're going to give them that information. And if they're thinking of buying and selling in Virginia, even though you're not practicing every day, my guess is that you've got an amazing network of people like you to whom you could connect them. So tell us the two ways to reach you or whatever the best resource is for however people need your expertise.
Absolutely. Well, they can email me at jan@livybryn.com. It's named after my granddaughter, our coaching company is. And so it's at livybryn.com. LinkedIn, you can find me as Jan Copeland. And you can find me on Facebook as Janice Copeland. But my phone number is 540-931-5050. And absolutely, no matter where you are in the continent, I would be able to find you an amazing agent.
And frankly, people, it doesn't matter how she spelled her name and gave a phone number. We know y'all didn't write it down. We love you anyway. All the information is in the show notes for this episode because we live to make your lives easier so that you don't have to get mad at yourself for not writing it down. We've made it available. And I can't help it if you get mad at your dogs, though. That's probably my favorite part of that story is him getting mad at his dogs. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm so excited for what you're doing in real estate and how many lives that you're reaching. Excited to see you do more. And we appreciate you coming out here and sharing your story.
Thank you, Lee.
If you're listening to this show, you want to tell your own story and you're a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, or a normal buyer or seller of real estate, give me a shout at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks to be featured in a future episode. Subscribe for more because you do not want to miss a thing. And oh, crap, I forgot to mention that my show is now sponsored by Lee Brown University, which is a brand new online course creation that will allow you to learn everything I have done to be successful in real estate online in your pajamas or yoga pants, where I won't judge you for not covering your assets. So check that out at LeeBrown.com, and we will see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.